A new novel follows an Indian family on their journey to the United States and looks at what happens to them in their new country. It's a short book, just a little more than 200 pages, but the story is such a personal one that it took author Akhil Sharma more than a decade to write. Here's author Meg Wolitzer with a review.
Family Life is the story of the Mishras. They moved from India to the U.S. in the late 1970s. It's such a big deal that people in their town gather around just to look at their airplane tickets. Americans clean themselves with paper, not water, says a classmate of the younger Mishra brother. That's nothing, he says back. On an airplane, the stewardess has to give you whatever you ask for. I'm going to ask for a baby tiger. That feeling of wonder doesn't stop when the family arrives in Queens. The older son is accepted at a prestigious school, and this innocent family feels secure in its future. But what ends up happening is that the older brother dives into a shallow swimming pool. He's severely brain damaged, and the golden future becomes a terrible nothingness. Not just for him, but for the parents and the younger brother, Ajay, who is also the book's narrator. For a while, reading Family Life feels a little bit like drowning. Ajay is essentially on his own. His mother makes desperate and pointless attempts to cure her older son, and his father becomes an alcoholic. The excitement about America, with its astonishments like TV programming from morning till night, is replaced by descriptions of seizures and suffering. Novels are often about transformation. I thought maybe there will be a scene where the brother shows some flicker of response, but it doesn't happen. In an interview, Sharma said that this book is mostly autobiographical. And he pointed out that when you're writing about long-term illness, there tends not to be plot. It can be boring, so we created a series of small narratives so that readers would keep reading. And we do. Sharma shows the family with all of their uncomfortable idiosyncrasies. Often, Ajay and his mother call the brother names like Fatty and Smelly, but then a second later, they tend to him with great care. Hostility and love exist here together, just like in all families. Eventually, Ajay grows up and has his own life. He's able to provide for his brother in a way his parents couldn't. Receiving the gift of a full-time home attendant may not be as magical or exciting as a baby tiger, but in the case of this fine and memorable novel, it's good enough.
The book is Family Life by Akhil Sharma. It was reviewed by Meg Wolitzer.